So we're talking about whether or not we can live with an Iran with a nuclear bomb. Personally, I don't see what other choice we would have. General Lord Dannett started this off.
I think where the real error would come is if the US, Israel, US and Israel together, any other party, tried to stop Iran developing its nuclear capability into a weapon by bombing it. I think what we need to do is to learn to live with Iran with a bomb, but we don't want to be in the situation of having to live with a bombed Iran with a bomb. If you look at everything that's going on in the Middle East, wider Middle East region at the present moment, you know, we talked over the last year about the Arab Spring. Well, it's not really an Arab Spring anymore. It's very much the rise of the Islamist agenda, if you like, certainly seen through the Muslim Brotherhood, who initially are seeming to be quite moderate, but that may not be where they last. If you look at all these things from Tel Aviv, all the changes happening on their borders probably constitute bad news for Israel. So the Israelis are increasingly feeling themselves under pressure. The concern is that they might do something precipitate, and that would be most unfortunate.